Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
We're scrubbing in on a Monday, and I feel as though we have a lot to discuss.
I know, because so much. The last episode we recorded was the weekend, the Friday before President's Day, and even that weekend held a lot of activity, including Red Star's birthday.
Oh my God, I know. And actually, I posted something on my Instagram about his birthday, and I got a lot of DMs of people wanting to do that for their significant other. The cards, the 43 cards.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about those. I didn't watch I watched them with the sound off. I watch a lot of my stories. You should put captions on them. A lot of people don't watch.
I know. I've been hearing that actually and wanting to put more captions on my stories.
Well, not just for people who are lazy like me, but for people who need
them. Yeah. Right. I did 43 cards and it wasn't like a lot written in each card. There was a little bit in each card, but I numbered them and I put them all around the house. And so
they were greeting cards or just like index cards?
No, they were cards. They were like blank pink, like cardstock with like a pink envelope. Okay. So no writing on them except for my own. And he had to like wake up and find them around the house. They were stuck on the walls and it was fun.
Was it like 40, like I love your hands, like those types of things?
Yeah. Or some of them were like quick ones, you know, like the quick. And then some of them were like a little more in depth of just like, yeah.
Well, I know when I did those like little stickies around your house, like you start doing it and you're like, I know there's so many things, but like as I was thinking about them, I was like, what else do I love about Tanya? Blonde hair.
One of them I like got towards the end and I was like, 43 is such a low number. Can't wait to get to 85 with you. Or like, you know what I mean?
43
like,
is such a low number. So
43 has been a breeze.
Well, so
Tanya, did you watch Love is Blind finale?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have that. Grace came back and we're trying weird food. So yeah, there's
talk,
a lot.
Let's talk about Grace coming back. How great was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Tanya, what'd you think? Yeah, what's your gut reaction? Yeah,
how good was it? Immediate response. I forgot Grace came back until this morning doing the morning show. And Mark says, watch it now. And I was like, okay.
But that was great because then she tries to. She gets 10 seconds into it and her earbuds die.
Yeah.
Her earbuds.
Oh,
AirPods
yeah.
die, and then she's like, "I gotta watch it." And so she's playing it so we can all hear it in the room, and then she just gave up on it.
Yeah, she goes, "Did you watch Grey's?" And I was like, "Of course I did." But to be honest, I wasn't locked in like I was hoping to be. I'll be honest, but we can discuss it later. I'll give Tanya. We can give her the like notes.
So I watched the first, I think, 10 or 15 minutes. So far, which I enjoyed.
No way. No way you watched that much.
Yeah,
you
watched 3 minutes, okay?
No, that's not true.
3 minutes.
No chance. You went to the bathroom for a very long time.
Did you poop?
That's not true.
Did you have
number
to poop,
one.
Mark?
No, number one all the way.
I don't know about that.
Last night, speaking of, so my family's in town and my older sister and then her family. So my older sister, my brother-in-law, and my 4 nephews, and they're all staying at my house, which has been actually really fun, but we went to eat at Cheesecake Factory yesterday and we were in the bathroom. And my sister, as I come out, she goes, oh, did you have to, like, loudly so that everyone could hear, she goes, oh, did you have to poop again? And I was like, no, but like then I didn't want to get defensive because I didn't want to seem like
I mean, if I had to poop twice in a day, I'd be shouting it from the rooftops. I'd come out of that bathroom I pooped again.
I have like public fear restroom, you know, going to the number two. So I was just like mortified that anyone would ever think I would do that. But I was like, I can't get too defensive because then people are going to be suspicious. So anyways, sorry, I just did that to you, Mark. And
I'm an evening person, so I assure you, I do go a lot, number one, at work because I drink so much water in the morning. That's how I wake up because I don't get any coffee. I don't drink coffee. So anyway, I don't know how we got on this track. The point is, Tanya blew off Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, Tanya, but we'll get to the TV shows in a little bit because I think there's a lot to discuss and we'll have a whole segment about that. But we did have Red Star's birthday party and there was an open bar and it was just basically me, Tanya, Red Star and his family.
Yeah, it was like a day. He wanted to do a day party and a lot of his friends have kids. And so they have sporting events on Saturdays. So it was kind of like an open door. People came before their kids' sporting events. Some came after, some came in between. So it was just kind of like a revolving door. But I had like my core crew. I called them my like core crew that hung all day. So they hung from like noon until I think everybody left around like six, seven.
No, it was 8.
Oh, 8. Yeah. Oh, God.
I was there from 2 to 8.
So I blacked out, I think, around 6 is what I'm gathering.
Let's just say I was cruising. I felt like the drinks were delicious, but I wasn't like feeling anything. And all of a sudden, people started taking shots. And yeah. It felt like I would walk away for 2 seconds and then the next person would be like, Becca, shot. And I was like, okay. So I'd like go over. There's videos from the party and I look very normal. Yeah. Like I look like I'm like totally aware. No memory.
That's what everybody said to me because I was just like, wow, I don't remember that. And they were like, wow, I'm really impressed. You were acted totally fine. And I was like proud of myself for that. But so I gave this like toast. So I think the toast came after my blackout. And mind you, like, this is his whole family. So his parents are there and because, you know, it's like family and like best friends. And I'm like blacked out. So I don't remember a ton from it, but people took video. And so I was like listening back to it and I was just cringing, like, because the words I was saying didn't even make sense for how I feel about him. It was like, you're the best guy I've ever met in the universe of all people. Who says that?
But then his dad goes, so I didn't watch this with the sound on. And my sister texts me and she's like, we're crying laughing at the video of Tanya giving the speech because all of a sudden someone says he's a gem and you start a chant saying he's a gem. He's a gem. So I went back and watched it. And Tanya's speech is so funny because she's like, And like, you're just the most like amazing man that I've ever met in like my life. And then his dad goes, he's a gem. And then I start, he's a gem.
And then we're all crying. So yeah. Then everybody just starts crying and hugging each other. It was...
I had so much like anxiety the next day.
Me too. Rewatching everything, I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
And so then I was like, "Do I stop drinking forever? Is it serving me at all?" I don't know.
It was fun.
What do you remember?
I remember a good portion. Noon to six is a long time to remember.
Anyways, it was a good time, but it was definitely my first time meeting his family. Not that I need to like. Not that he's dating me, but, you know, as my potential Amazing Race partner, I was like, you know, making sure that we were all getting along. And by the end of the night, they were all crying. Like, it was like emotional. And I'm like, what are we crying about?
We're all crying about just like how I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know. But it was a good cry. It wasn't like a sad cry. It was like a happy tears. And you know me, like I was asking him all these, like on his actual birthday, I was like, so. What do you want to leave behind in this last year of your life?
Oh my God.
And what do you want to bring into this new, this is a new year of life. What habits do you want to start? You know, like that whole thing. And he's just like, I'm so hungover.
I was laying in bed and to be honest, I got home and I ate and I made myself stay up. I drank several liquid IVs. Like I really like did the best that I could with the situation I had put myself in.
Yeah.
And then I slept really well and I woke up and I was hungover. Definitely wanted to lay in bed because I was going to a concert that night. So I was like, I gotta, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Recuperate.
Yes.
Revitalize.
No, recuperate was great. And
look at me.
And 95P comes in and goes, are you just going to be in the dark all day? And I go, yes, I'm hungover. And I go, have you never been hungover? And 95P said, never been hungover. And I go, okay, imagine a migraine that you have often, but all over your body. That's a hangover. So you know how you want to be in the dark?
Yeah.
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 But so, self-inflicted.
It's a self-inflicted full body migraine.
Yeah.
Right. But so if there was still not a lot of compassion coming from 95P, I understand why.
Weirdly, no. But I think once I said that, there was a little more like, oh, if that's what you feel like, you lay in the dark. And I did. Until I got ready for Casey Musgraves.
Oh, jealous. We were up. Sunny woke up, you know, her chipper self. She's like, I gotta go potty at 6 a.m. I was like,
That was you because it was his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'll take care of Sunny. I'll do the stuff.
Well, yeah, it was a really fun weekend.
It was a really fun weekend.
Quite enjoyed the party. Had a great time.
Thanks so glad.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
The free drinks.
It was really, really a fun time. I was very pressured. I felt very like, you know, some people are real like love event planning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized that I am not one of those people.
Well, speaking of events, so my sister's birthday was the the 22nd. So whatever day that was. And so I wanted to do a little something for her out here since she's here and we didn't get to celebrate with her. So I reached out to the Divine Plan Events that did your Valentine's Day setup. And she set up the most beautiful picnic on like table and everything on the beach for my sister. My sister cried. So shout out because I'm going to post photos, but it was so beautiful. Yeah, we watched the sunset.
She's just the sweetest scrubber ever.
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 So that was amazing. And, so then tomorrow we go to Disneyland.
Oh,
ready to get my steps in.
Wow.
You know, went to the Santa Monica Pier last night. I remembered why I never, ever do that.
Go to the Santa Monica Pier?
Yes.
Why? Crowded?
Absolute chaos.
Cold?
All of the above.
I've been very cold lately.
It's so hot here. She's like fully decked out in boots and a sweatshirt.
It's in the mid 80s today.
I know. It's so hot. I'm in a denim jacket. I'm sweating.
And yet, so when we leave the house, it's very, very cold. So there's that. And then studio is very cold. So I just prepare. It's like winter all year round here.
And it's at least 95 degrees in Tanya's apartment right now.
Are you warm?
Yes, it's hot. But it's okay. It's okay. We're good. Did you, so you're like kind of somewhat in the circle, not like fully, like I wouldn't say they're your best friends, but like in the group of like people who date the weekend, you know, like you're like kind of like know all those people who date the weekend.
Totally. I know all the people that date the weekend.
So, I guess he's rumored to be dating, one of the sisters. Or yeah. See me. Uh-huh. Or they were spotted in Vegas or something. And then they're friends with Bella Hadid.
Correct.
And Selena Gomez.
Correct.
Which isn't part of the article. They left that part out. Do you feel like it's like everyone just kind of dates? Like it's almost like the Bachelor world where everyone just kind of dates and it's not like that serious? Or do you think it's like...
Her dating the weekend?
Yeah. Like how they're all kind of in the same friend group and, you know, but they're all like... They all kind of just like do like switcheroos and... You know how we do in the Bachelor world? Like people just kind of date and switch it up and
yeah.
And people are like, this is so weird. But in that world, it's not.
No, I think it's still weird. I think it's all weird. In my personal opinion, I think it's super weird. But I do know Selena posted that photo with them saying like that they've been like friends since, I don't know. I can't remember what her caption was, but it's something like since 2013.
Oh, so she was on like girls before girls?
Yeah, because people were like coming after her on TikTok. It was like this huge thing where people were like posting these photos of Simi and photos of her and Selena saying like, how could she do this? They're such good friends, blah, blah, blah. And I think Selena wanted to like diffuse the situation. Mm-hmm. So she posted that photo of them and said something. I think the caption, let me look it up just to make sure I got it right. But I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, I'm just saying this because like I've dated someone that a friend has dated and it was more like challenging for me to navigate of like my insecurities and not so much about like there being competition between us, you know?
Yeah. She posted since 2013. So basically
shutting them down.
Yeah.
I just appreciate that because like, I think people just assume that everyone goes behind their backs and is like not considerate at all. But it's not like that. Like when I dated someone that one of my friends has dated, it was more like, hey, I know you've moved on from this, but are you okay with this? Like there was like very, you know, kind of awkward conversations, but we got through it.
Do you remember when you were trying to get me to date Robert?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like there's just.
But like, let's say I started dating Robert.
Yeah.
And I started posting photos or somebody saw photos of me making out with Robert. People would go have up in arms because they would think I was doing it behind your back. Yeah. When really, I had your blessing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so I think I don't like that there's all this. And TikToks can be, I love TikTok, but it can be so toxic in the sense of like people can come up with a story and make a whole conspiracy theory just based on like a fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, my algorithm is honestly not that. It's like vaginas and like, yeah. Which I enjoy.
Yeah.
I love my algorithm. Thank you, TikTok, for that.
So, and I just thought that I saw that article and I thought it was interesting because I thought it was such an, I always see people say things weird about like, oh, so-and-so dated so-and-so like in The Bachelor. And then people are like, no, it's not that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just life.
I mean, I think it is. I think there's like a million fish in the sea. Like why not fish for somebody else that's not in your immediate circle?
But you want to give one up for $1 billion?
Uh-huh.
There's that many fish in the sea, but you wouldn't give one up for $1 billion?
Well, my fish, Robbie, is a very special fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, there's a billion other fish.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I love Selena Gomez just like going straight to her own Instagram, shutting it down. Bullying my friend.
Yeah.
I freaking love Selena Gomez. Did you see she didn't wear shoes on the stage at the SAG Awards last night?
No.
She took her heels off. She was barefoot walking out to present some award.
You know, when you get to a certain level, you get to just be like, I don't give a.
It's not even that. I just feel like she's just like, I think she tripped over them or something on the red carpet. Yeah, she's probably like, just like, screw it.
That's
whatever. And it just, I freaking love her. I love everything about Selena Gomez.
We're big Selena fans here.
Period. End stop. Full stop.
We do have a new segment on the show today that we're starting, and it's going to be like at the end of the podcast. But basically, what we have sitting in front of us are two things for both Tanya and I to try from Burger King. And
the smell of it alone, like I'm going to have to burn 10 candles in my apartment to get rid of this nasty stench.
Yeah, we're going to both dive into these treats. And so stay tuned for Tanya eating.
Well, what are they?
Well, we have a delicacy, which is a jalapeno popper. It's a little fried cheese and jalapeno pocket.
Great.
And a delicacy, which is the Hershey's pie.
Oh, that looks amazing. Yeah, what are you talking about?
The Hershey's pie I can get down with, but the poppers look like literally look like my toilet.
The Hershey's pie is one of the few things Burger King does well, I think.
I'll be honest, you know, I'm a fast food connoisseur and I don't do a lot of Burger King. So
I used to enjoy the Whopper.
It's the worst one.
I like the
Whopper's
the,
great.
Yeah, the Whopper until I found like flies in it one time and then I was like,
oh, well, that's not ideal.
Yeah.
Extra protein.
We'll get to that in a little bit, but we're going to take a first break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some TV shows we've been watching. We'll be right back. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which exactly. Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
All right, we are back. So Tanya didn't watch Grey's Anatomy except for the first 3 to 10 minutes, allegedly.
No, you know what? This episode is a crossover with Station 19. It's just like, stop.
Well, it worked fine on its own. It was fine.
Yeah, there wasn't actually any Station 19 in the Grey's episode.
I didn't see the Station 19 because I'm morally opposed, but I'm guessing that was, they made the effort of rescuing Owen, right? I'm guessing that was their whole episode.
That's what I'm going to assume as well. Because yeah. We didn't see that in Grey's.
No chance I'm watching that.
Oh,
but,
the actual rescue of getting him out? Oh yeah, he was just in the hospital.
I'm just like kind of, it's like, he just has a few broken bones and...
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
After that huge fall, I'm just a little upset. It's not even like,
I told you, remember you were like, oh my God,
is
Owen going to die? I was like, no
chance. They didn't even try to make it seem like he was seriously injured or make us wonder if he was teetering on the edge of death.
Well, maybe they did on the other show, but they do say, is he going to walk again? Will he walk again? We're not sure if he'll walk again. But even if that's the case, they'll do it like they did with Arizona. And after a couple of years, they'll forget she even has a phony leg. and nobody will even mention it ever again. Yeah. So he's fine.
They did forget that Arizona sometimes, they did have her just walk in.
They did for a while, yeah. And then it was just never brought up again, yeah.
That had potential, that was a good storyline too, like, I mean, yeah. Navigating that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what else happened? Link and Joe, spoiler alert, Link and Joe get together. They did make us wait as long as I thought they would.
Did they make out or have sex?
But well, it led in. We saw them make out, the shirts being taken off.
Ah, nice.
Link is a very good looking man. Like, I was like, that is someone I would be excited to have.
Really?
I think he's, yeah.
He doesn't do it for me.
I'm with Becca on that.
Yeah, I think he's really.
That's a good looking man.
Yeah. You know, to each their own. Different shoes.
I remember seeing
feet.
Him on the OC for the first time and being like, who is that? So that happened. Meredith, you know what was really sad was the Schmidt thing and painful to watch.
Oh, because his patient died?
Yeah, and he scrubbed his hands until they were raw.
You know, I do think that, was that his first patient that he lost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
But it wasn't just like he couldn't be saved. Like, it was his fault. You know?
Right. That's going to happen, but he needed to wait for the attending. It was really a big mistake.
What else happened? Anything exciting? Well, so what was Owen's deal with, there was like some sneaky stuff going on, but that's kind of where I checked out.
Yeah. Owen, gave, his buddy, the guy who was in the
Hayes.
No. Hayes and him have a conflict. Because Owen told Hayes that he is allowing those guys who were sick from the war people, he's allowing them to die with dignity, and he's giving them the drugs that are necessary to die with dignity,
which is not
allowed. And now Hayes is tormented because he's saying, I know this information. If I don't tell someone, I could lose my license. And you could really mess up the whole hospital's license. This is a problem. I don't know what to do. So he quit.
Oh yeah, Hayes quit. I forgot that part. Hayes quit.
He went to Bailey and quit and kind of blindsided her and really all of us.
See ya, Hayes.
We liked him on the podcast though.
Yes. We liked him on the podcast. But
yeah.
His character hasn't been doing much for me lately.
Well, and we have seen Meredith move on. Although I did think that Hayes was gonna end up with Owen's sister. So that was a surprising.
He may not be gone. I'm not sure he's gone necessarily. I mean, it's possible, but I don't know. And then Scotty Speeds was back, and I like me some Scotty Speeds.
Doing what?
Well, he was with Meredith. He showed up at the very end as she left the hospital.
He flew in
to greet her.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me because one of my friends, Sabrina, is watching Grey's from season one. She's like catching up. She's never seen a single episode. And she called me this weekend because she was like, spoiler alert, Lexi dies. And I was just like reminiscing about that era. And I was like, Damn. Those were like episodes where you were just foaming at the mouth.
I could not wait. I would be sitting on the edge of my bed or watching those episodes.
Me too. I FaceTimed Becca bawling after the airplane crash.
Yeah, she did. I got a lot of crying.
When's the last time?
Tanya
yeah.
In a robe.
Yeah. When's the last time I cried with Grace lately?
Oh, with Grace?
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So all in all, I would give it, I would rate it a 7
That's
out of 10.
Strong.
Yeah. I'd give it a 7. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I thought Tanya might cry when she found out Owen lived, but I guess not. I guess it wasn't.
Well, we have mixed reviews about him because
I have turned a corner with him. I am.
But we love Kevin McKidd. We don't necessarily love Owen. So
they're the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Don't be disrespectful to Kevin McKidd.
I don't care.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens. I just.
No, I do. I like Owen now because I liked Kevin so much. That's how great his personality is, that he swayed my hatred of his character.
Well, and every actor from that show has told us how much they love Kevin.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
You guys, but a character is not the person.
That's what you think.
Yes, I feel confident in that.
Let me tell you something. Okay, let's just say I got cast on a TV show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's Faye's Bananomy. And my character's name was Tiffany, okay? And
yes,
you don't
Tiffany
think...
Tiffany from Faye's Bananomy.
You know, exactly, yeah.
You know Tiffany from
You don't
Faze.
Think there's any chance that Tiffany, the character, is going to be a badass modern woman that has constipation issues.
Not if they're like, hey, this girl is our shy, quiet, insecure. This is her role.
I'm telling you.
You could play, if you're a good actress, you could play a bookworm. You could play the lieutenant commander. You could play anything. You could play the love interest. You could play anything. You don't have to be you.
I'm just telling you that your tendencies slide into your character over time.
Some actors, that's true, but I don't think that's always true.
That's what acting is, isn't it?
At least it makes
I think
a good
we're
point.
Having a, you know, Tanya is someone who loves like a cheesy, like a Hallmark movie. So I feel like she thinks those people, they probably are themselves in real life.
Yeah, like Vanessa Hudgens is the princess switch, okay? And switched again and switched again
exactly.
And again.
Exactly. So Tanya is not, well, you did watch Breaking Bad.
That's true, and I'm scared of Walter.
There you
I'm
go.
Scared of all
but
those
watch
people.
Him on Malcolm in the Middle, and then watch him on Breaking Bad, and tell me he's not a
which
brilliant
one's
actor.
He, which he? Walter what? Or Jesse Pinkman?
Walter White as the dad in Malcolm in the Middle, the bumbling, goofy dad in Malcolm in the Middle. He's a brilliant actor because he can do both, and he's completely different characters.
I think you get to see him in his underwear in both shows.
That's true.
Way.
That is consistent. Tidy whiteys
yeah.
are consistent.
Yeah, you love those tidy whiteys. I actually bought, did you know that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul became so close that they did a tequila brand together?
That's what got me all riled
yeah,
up the other
I,
day.
So I guess I went to BevMo to get alcohol for Red Star's party, and they're like back ordered on Casamigos. And I was like, oh, are there any other ones that you recommend? They said, well, this is actually a really good one. It's from the two guys of Breaking Bad. And I was like, oh my gosh, sold. Let's take that one.
I'll see you, George Clooney, and raise you a Bryan Cranston. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah. I was like,
oh. So there, what I'm trying to say is actors should be able to, you know, play right. a range. Yeah. And I think Kevin McKidd has that ability.
All right. Well, moving on to people who don't act.
Love is blind. I need to spoiler alert, because I hate when I post something on Instagram that's like it's been out for days and then people are like, oh, that was an unnecessary spoiler. I'm like,
it is though, because
yeah,
like people don't watch stuff on time anymore.
But then what is the time? What? How long
yeah,
do you have to
like,
wait?
How long do I have to wait till someone watches?
Just say spoiler alert.
What
you know?
If they
just say spoiler alert? That's fine. Then I would just skip the rest of your story. Like Nick
oh,
Vile,
you're saying put like a spoiler
yeah. Nick
alert.
Vile posted one of the couples finale, and I got so pissed because I was like, I'm watching this with Red Star on Sunday night. What the f?
Not everyone has your schedule that you and Red Star have.
Well, whatever,
so we're all excited to talk about it without having to think about what schedule you're.
They just
watching.
Say spoiler alert, like we do on the podcast, you know, like
we do a horrible job at that. On the
I don't think so.
We spoil everything before we say spoiler alert.
That's not true. Spoiler alert. True. Lexi Gray dies.
Yeah, exactly. How in that quarter of a second are they supposed to skip ahead?
Oh, I see. You're supposed to give like a pause.
I think so. Right.
Okay. We could do better. All right. Noted.
So,
I am nothing but a student.
This is a spoiler alert for the Love is Blind season 2 finale if you have not yet watched it. Okay?
Wait a minute. Let's give them a time limit. Let's say come back, you know, skip ahead two minutes. And then I'll time you for 2 minutes, okay?
No, skip ahead to 1 minute.
1 minute. Here we go.
You just have one thing to say? Huh? You're just going to say one thing?
No.
That's 60 seconds. Time. Wait, what?
I'm giving them time before they feel like they need to.
So no, that,
really,
Mark is
really
saying,
burning this minute.
Mark is saying, tell them how many minutes we're going to talk about it.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about for a minute, a long time.
So that's more than one minute.
You can skip it. You can tell them how much to skip ahead if they want to not be
a
spoiler.
They already know it's a spoiler. Come back in.
Look, you can go up 30 seconds at a time.
Come back in 10 minutes.
Okay.
No.
What? 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Five.
Come back in 5 minutes.
3 minutes.
There's not much to talk about.
Come back in 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Go.
Okay. I'm so proud of Deeps because I totally thought that he was going to say no after she said yes.
Oh, well, his attitude, his reaction after she said no, I literally wanted to jump through the television and punch him in the face. That guy is such a narcissist. I've dated that man before and
type like him?
A guy like him. Yeah. And I was just like, these men...
It's fragile egos.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, seeing his family and stuff, I don't think that he's a bad guy who comes from a bad... I just think that he got so hurt, his fragile ego.
He's also an only child.
Yeah. But his mom was even like, I'm on her team. Like, if you mess this up, like, I'm on her team.
Yeah.
And they had just met her. So I was like, I feel like he comes from, like, a good family. I just think he... Like, when he said, I have reservations at Nobu on Sunday, I was like, boo.
Oh, yeah, like, what a loser.
Although I do love Nobu. So I was really proud of her. And then I was really proud of Natalie, even though I was totally shocked by that. Because I really thought out of all the couples, I was like, they feel like the ones who might make it the most. But then when she said they got in a fight, I was like, after seeing his behavior in the beginning, I was like,
that man, his energy makes me like make my skin crawl. I was like, you couldn't pay me $1 million to date that man. No offense to him, but
you couldn't pay me a million dollars to date you.
His energy, he has this like nervous energy that just like at all times, like even when he's like standing in the aisle, he's like looking around. Like I was just like, but everything makes me so anxious about him.
I don't know if that was a very nerve-wracking situation. So if he has like a twitch or something when he's anxious, I don't want to make fun of that. But he seemed so...
No, it's not. It's not even... It was all ranting. The time.
No, but at the
even
wedding...
Even in the pods.
You're right. He was like climbing around. But maybe he has frantic. Like a attention deficit thing where he can't calm down or needs to always be moving if he's like nervous or something. But I was so happy that Natalie... said no, even though I don't know if they're together or not now, but because they apparently were spotted together somewhere.
Oh, really? Yeah.
30 seconds. No, 30
no, no,
seconds.
No. And
oh, wait, I wanted to say the first guy, I forget his name, but he reminds me of Easton. And I hope that's what?
Nick?
The sweet one that ended up getting married?
Is that a good thing?
I think so. Handsome one? Nate, first of all, I think he's cute. He's like a hair nerdy, which, no, yeah. Easton. And he's like a really good guy. He is a really good guy.
I would not compare him to Easton.
What do you mean?
I just wouldn't.
Hey, welcome back, everybody who wanted to skip the Love is Blind spoilers. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
I thought this guy was so sweet.
No, he is. He's sweet. But like,
the whole time I was watching, I was like, this guy is totally Easton. And Red Star was like, I see what you mean.
Nick is this guy's name?
Yeah.
He calls himself a humanist? Whatever.
No,
I disagree with Tanya on this one.
I'm not
Easton.
A humanist.
Yeah.
The only thing that he does that like is very much not Easton is he like makes his own toothpaste and deodorant and like he's very like hippie or not hippie, but a little bit like
he's like you.
Yeah, like me, which I liked.
Tanya sees herself in him and she's deflecting.
No.
His dog looks very similar to Sunny.
He did have a cute dog. Like he was super nice. I honestly don't have a problem with him, but I definitely would not compare him to Easton.
I don't know. Scrubbing sisterhood.
Weigh in.
I weigh in on this because I really felt it. And I actually went to text you every time I was watching it, Easton, being like, this guy reminds me. He's just like a really sweet, you just could tell he has good intentions. He's like, whenever she was having a moment, he tried to be calm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can be a good guy with good intentions and not be Easton.
Yeah. A hair nerdy. I mean,
Easton's a little nerdy. Top of the line. I don't know this guy well enough to give him that compliment.
All right.
Wow. You guys are very sweet. Thank you.
I was not done, so I could have used the five minutes.
You can't do any more spoilers. We're out of the window.
The 5 minutes, but I'll spoil them on my Instagram.
If we could talk to one person from that show, who would you want to talk to? Really?
Maybe. I don't know. Who? Who would you choose?
I'd either choose Natalie or Deep.
I was going to say Deep.
Yeah.
Deep T. I'm so curious because I felt so led astray. Okay, no more spoilers. Tune in for next week.
Although Red Star now wants to watch season 3 of Love is Blind. Becca suggested watching the first few episodes with your back turned.
There's not a season 3.
Well, when they do a season 3.
Oh, next year?
Yeah, your back turned toward the TV so that you don't see what they look like. So it's like an all immersive experience. And Robbie was like, I'm into that.
No.
I like that idea. I was like, I kind of do too.
I'm going to have to ask Kaylin. Kaylin did it. And she was saying, she had started the second episode. And she was like, I saw your story, so I'm watching it. She's like, it's so hard not to turn around.
I want to do that. Seems fun.
Listening to it as a podcast?
Yeah, turning around and then imagining them in your head as they are doing it. And then once the reveal happens, you turn around and see them and see like if you are even close.
They should do that. They should put it out as a podcast so you can listen to it in your car or walking your dog or something. Then you'll be tempted to see what they look like.
Or like listen in on their conversations. That's the other thing I didn't like about Shane. Even in the pods, he was like...
Well, the pods, he was the worst.
Yeah, I just... The whole time. But I was then like, Natalie, he
grew on me. This feels like spoiler country to me.
No, this is a spoiler. But then he grew on me.
He never grew on me.
Well...
No.
No spoilers. Anyone else missing Just Like That or just me?
Wait, there was a show that I wanted to start watching that that I used to watch and I'm gonna pick it back up is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, I know people
love it.
Have y'all watched Next Level Chef with Gordon Ramsay?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, one of the female chef on the show, so it's the two guys, Gordon Ramsay, Blaze, and then I'm blanking on her name, which is awful because she's like my favorite one. Your chef at Robbie or Red Star's party, she is her mentor. And I was like telling her, I was like, you should go on Next Level Chef. And she was like, oh, she's my mentor. And I was like, oh, I love her.
Oh, really? Yeah. She was good.
She was great.
And so cute.
Yeah, so cute. All right, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and we're going to eat these delicious items that have been sitting here for a long time and do a food review. And then we have a kind of juicy email. So we'll be right back with this. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, you guys, we're back. And the more I'm looking at this food, the less I want to eat it. But as Mark pointed out, or I don't know if anyone pointed out. Well, here's the thing. I love jalapeno poppers. Like, if there's a jalapeno popper on the menu, I'm gravitating towards that.
And I hate a jalapeno popper. I hate
Why?
Jalapenos.
What's your issue?
I hate jalapenos. I hate cream cheese. And I hate fried food. So it's like, wow. There's not one thing in there I
little
like.
Pocket of nightmares for you. Little yeah. Fried pockets of nightmares.
Yeah, like, I take the jalapenos off my sushi. I like.
Oh my gosh, that's like my favorite part of a sushi with the jalapeno.
Yeah, I don't want it. I want like this is like this actual meal is my nemesis.
All right, so after touching, they are not warm at all. And also,
I feel like the cream cheese, Tanya, is going to mess with your gastrointestinal.
It's just one bite. It's
and
one
honestly,
bite.
Honestly, like I've just having a lot of bathroom issues. I stopped taking those supplements. So I'm taking nothing, and I'm backed up again. And like this is not
going
to help.
This could really. Oh. Get things going for you again. Honestly.
Unback you up for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to get frisky tonight.
You have a lot of time till the nighttime.
Not really.
Yeah, you do. It's 2.
I go to sleep at 8:39. No, actually 10.
Yeah. Okay. You got plenty of time. No more excuses. Anyways, my issue is that when I got here, they were in the refrigerator. She put them in the microwave. Some of them literally exploded. So the cheese has been sitting there and does not look appetizing.
Yeah, that's not great. Not
it's
ideal.
Not great.
Okay, so let's try it.
I'm going to try it knowing that the temperature could be better.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Tanya has taken the first bite and now Becca is taking her first bite. They're chewing. They're considering. Tanya doesn't seem too horribly disgusted. Her face is normal, and she's going in for a second bite. Becca has no trouble at all.
Good.
Looks like a clean bite. No cheese stretch there.
Well, if they were warm, Too cold for tea stretch.
Yeah. But Tanya doesn't seem too terrified by this. It's not that bad.
She secretly likes it.
No, it tastes like a nacho.
It literally tastes like ballpark nachos and a fried, little fried.
I don't need this container that it's in, but the inside isn't bad.
Well, that's like the chip. This would be like a chip.
The inside isn't bad.
Okay.
If those are hot, 10 out of 10.
Will we be rating these items as you eat them each week?
10 out of 10. Today we are.
Okay, so 10 out of 10?
If they're hot.
I give it a 5 out of 10.
You're a liar. Yeah. You ate the whole thing.
No,
all you had to eat was a bite.
You did seem to enjoy it, Tanya. You seem to like it.
That's 5 out of 10. It's like 50-50. Okay. Like, I can take it or
leave
it.
5 watts, though? Are these 5 scrubbies? 5...
Syringes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, syringes. 10 syringes out of 10.
Now here's a fork for the pie. Right, now we're going in for the Hershey pie. Do you want to go first?
I could give a small critique though on the. I wish the jalapenos weren't cut up so small. I wish they were a little more like.
I like that because I don't
like
jalapenos.
Diced, right?
Even diced.
Diced jalapenos.
You want to get your finger in there?
Now, what could possibly? Why are we eating the Hershey pie? Like, what could possibly be wrong with this? I'm sure it's fantastic.
Well, just giving the people some ideas if they're ever in the drive-thru, Anita.
I thought the premise of the bit was to try new, odd... you're kidding. The new, odd items at fast food restaurants, right? Isn't that kind of the premise of the bit that we're doing?
Very good.
Well, of course it is. It's a chocolate pie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That it's a box of chocolate pudding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... So it's like a little bit of chocolate pudding, a nice little crust, thin...
And like whipped cream or something.
Oh, not a vacuum.
Tanya, that literally went on the table.
And on the floor. Look at all that. You know what Sunny's going to do? She eats chocolate and she's going to be in the vet.
She's okay if she has two crumbs.
This is good.
Well,
10 syringes out of 10 syringes.
All right. But next time I think we have to get like, you know, the new... something a little crazier, like the hash brown egg McMuffin I heard about. Like, that's the kind of thing we should be going with. Something a little different.
Yeah.
What is that?
But I don't think we have enough time to get into this. It's really stupid, in
is
my
it
opinion.
A hash brown on each side?
McDonald's is trying to get in on the whole secret menu craze, and they're like, oh, we've got these menu hacks for you. And it's a thing called a McTen35. It's where you get a hash or a McMuffin, and you put a hash brown in it, and then you put like a burger patty in it too. And you used to be able, you'd have to like order these things separate and put them together. And now McDonald's is like, no, we'll give them to you. That's not the case. You still have to put them together yourself in your car. It's just ordering the different pieces.
Look at how much chocolate was on the floor.
Wow.
Wow. That is poison.
I was obviously trying to, that's not even real chocolate. Like, what is that?
You're trying to poison my dog.
Does it get docked any points for not being a clean eat?
How about the new McDonald's McPlant burger? That would be interesting. I'd be curious your thoughts on the McPlant burger, Becca.
I just love a classic McDonald's hamburger.
Exactly.
Patty.
That's why your opinion would be interesting on the McPlant burger.
Well, these two items I was very pleased with. Like, if I was needed a quick snack and I was passing a Burger King, I would be like, I'm swinging in to get those jalapeno poppers real quick.
Just arbitrarily picking things to the menu.
I'm not someone who gets a ton. Like, I'll get a cinnamon twist at Taco Bell, but I don't really get dessert. Like, that's not really.
No.
I love a McFlurry.
I've never thought to get a dessert either, but that thing is good.
Because when you go into a fast food restaurant, you're already realizing I'm just going to eat garbage.
Okay, so listen to this.
Add garbage on garbage.
I actually saw Blake Lively's trainer posted this like blog on like some things that he does with her. And there's like 3 small changes that you can make, just like everybody can make, that are good for you. One of them is just to move every day. What, you know, like, you don't have to have this crazy workout every day. Just move every day. The other one is make your plate more colorful. So like colorful vegetables and stuff. And the third one was no processed sugar. That was just like, there's like all this list of like do eats. And it was just like so much food on the do eats. And then the no eat was just like no sugar. And I was like, you know what? I eat a lot of sugar. Like, I'd rather eat a cookie than my dinner.
Yeah,
like, I love dessert.
I just love both. I need both.
And so I was like, you know what? I should clean up my act and really just limit my sugar. And then you guys bring me this pie.
But so no processed sugar is basically no, just fruit, right?
Yeah, like fruits and like nut butters and things like that.
Yeah.
I was going to start today, but I'll start tomorrow, I guess.
Yes, until next week when we have our next dessert. Fast food dessert.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You also got to live your life, Tanya. I mean, you also got to live.
Yeah.
Having a bite per week is not going to really.
Okay. Have a cookie. But if you want to have a cookie, have a cookie. Like, come on.
Yeah.
This life is great. I saw this. So you saw this thing that her trainer posted. I saw this thing that said, this is only healthy. And it was like her doing like workouts, eating clean and doing all this. If you also have this, and it was her eating all her favorite foods and, like, you know, going out and dancing and living her life. And it's like, there is a way of doing both and being.
But it's also about like knowing your body and like knowing like how you react to things. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually really interesting because if I have a really intense day of just eating stuff that I don't normally eat, I'm not my best self. I'm foggy. Like when I'm hungover. Oof.
From Anonymous, my sister. Oh, I heard your impression of me last week, Becca. It was very, very nice. Very funny. Yes, I did enjoy that. It made me smile. My sister's been going through a very messy divorce. She found out that her husband has been cheating on her since they got married 10 years ago with his ex-wife. To make things more complicated, my sister is pregnant with her soon-to-be ex-husband's child. There are so many more details, but to keep this short, she's dating another man right now, and it's getting pretty serious. So here's my dilemma. I've talked to her multiple times about how I want to be in the delivery room when her baby comes. I thought I would be the obvious choice, but she just told me she's thinking about having the guy she's dating in the delivery room instead. I was shocked when I heard this, but I kind of laughed it off because I didn't know what else to do. I was very hurt thinking this guy, who I've never met, would meet my nephew before I even did. Should I tell her how much this hurt me? It's a very sensitive time, I realize. I don't want to stress her out even more. Please help.
First of all, it's a horrible situation to be in, and it would feel like a slap in the face to me if I were in your position, Anonymous. But also, I think you can express that you were hurt by it, but this is her choice, and if she wants to have this guy that she's dating, I mean, it seems like she's going through a lot, so.
Yeah, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is keep your mouth shut, maybe say how, like, if she's told you that, just say, I cannot wait to meet my nephew. When's the soonest I can come see you? You know what I mean? Just like make it more about like you wanting to meet the nephew. Mm-hmm. You want to meet him as soon as you can. So when can you? Because you don't want to stress her out even more. And she's got a lot of hormones and like a lot going on. And it's just like.
I also think, I mean, I was in the room when my first nephew was born with my brother-in-law was too. So maybe there's a way that you could both be there.
No, because right now, because of COVID.
Oh.
It's like a COVID thing.
Oh, well, then I would just make it about like, I can't wait to be an aunt.
Oh my gosh, it used to be like a party in that room.
Yeah.
You could have like
the whole fam,
the marching band come on in, and it'd be cool.
A surprise party for the baby.
Yeah.
I would just say like, hey, I can't wait to meet him. Like, can I come and help you with anything? And like really try to be there and show up for her and be the aunt. Because I get your point of like, if this man gets to meet him before you do, I would feel the same way, but also your nephew's not going to remember.
And also maybe she wants this guy to be like a fatherly figure to him. You know what I mean? If this is somebody that she really thinks is going to be serious and stand the test of time, maybe she wants that bond early on. I don't know. Yeah. Seems like a plausible.
It's whatever the mom wants, whatever it really, and I'm sorry, it sucks. Yeah. And you're right. And your feelings are valid and legitimate. But it's whatever the mom wants. And a month after the kid's born, no one's ever going to remember who met him first. That's going to be water under the bridge. Just be a great aunt after that happens and whatever she needs in the moment of birth.
Say,
I agree.
I focus on being a sister and an aunt, and don't stress yourself over the rest, because it feels like there's been a lot going on in her life. And I think you just being there where you can is what she really needs.
Agreed.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. This Thursday, we will be having Caitlin Bristow on the podcast.
And
Tanya and I are going to be on Off the Vine. I don't know when that airs, but we do know this Thursday, Caitlin will be scrubbing in. So definitely tune in, because there's so much to talk to her about. She's like the busiest person I know. And so that will be this Thursday.
Correct. Right here where you listen to your podcast.
Right here.
Right back here.
And we hope you have a great week.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.